Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, I'm Angino, sitting in for Marty. Marty back on Monday. I want to add something else into the mix this morning and mentioned it briefly at the beginning of the show. Simone Biles, her decision to drop out of competition earlier in the week, going so far as to not be a part of the singles competition either. Gold medal, though, for America, Suni Lee came home with gold. But what's really interesting to me is not so much that Simone Biles decided that she was not in the right mental state to be able to perform the severe extreme acrobatics necessary in order to compete in the Olympics. And not because she wouldn't be able to compete at a high enough level to get a medal, but from what I'm understanding is just not being able to compete without causing the risk of severe harm to herself. Injury, yes. Severe injury that could have involved the neck and her head. Paralysis of some court case, concussion, maybe even death. I can see all that being part of this. What's surprising to me, two aspects. One, the claims of such great courage for her to do something like this. The other extreme is the tremendous insults that have been cast at her as well, that somehow what she did was selfish or childish, that she's an embarrassment to the nation. I'm not seeing that either. And I can clearly, in my mind, think of people who are on a professional level outside of sports that if they're not in the right frame of mind and they go to do something, they could die in the process if they're not thinking clearly, if they don't have the confidence in themselves to perform that task. And the most extreme example I can think of right now would be somebody who works building skyscrapers. And you have to walk that steel beam. And if you don't have confidence in your ability to do that hundreds of feet up, maybe even more, then you could lose your life in the process. You have to be of the right mindset. And if you lack that confidence, not only can you not do your job well, you could die, right? So I get that aspect of it. It's just the extremes that are so surprising to me. And then the claims of somehow that this is a mental health issue. I don't see it as a mental health issue. I'm not a doctor. I just don't see it that way. I don't see that guy walking the steel beam saying, I can't do that. I don't have confidence, and having that be a mental health issue that would affect every other aspect of their lives. At the same thing, I don't see it being a mental health issue for her from that standpoint. Getting back into the right frame of mind psychologically is different than a mental health issue, at least to me. Well, let's talk about this for a moment, if we could. Joining us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dr. Tanya Tinsley, a licensed professional counselor specializing in sports counseling, multicultural and social justice and spiritual interventions. Dr. Tinsley, welcome to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me on the air today.
You have worked with professional athletes in the past, have you not?
Yes.
So the idea of helping them be able to stay at the pinnacle of their game psychologically is something you can completely relate to. And could you translate that to my listeners of why that is as important, if not even more important, to the physical performance of an athlete in the realm of competition, their psychological well-being?
Absolutely. You know, when you introduced myself and said that my specialties are sports counseling, multicultural social justice issues, and spiritual interventions, one of the things we have to recognize is that mind, body, and spirit is connected. We cannot separate those three aspects of who we are. So what's going on in the mind can impact a person physically. It can also impact a person spiritually. And when I say spiritually, making meaning of events in life and finding meaning and purpose, okay, all of those are connected. And so when we talk about the psychological performance, if there is something going on in the mind, it can then manifest itself in a person's body and impact them physically.
So for Simone, she said that she had a case of the twisties where she just wasn't able to have full control of where she was and where the ground was, and didn't and was concerned about the risk factors that are associated with that. Can you fully appreciate the risk factors that are involved in a performance at that level and how she may have been putting her life in jeopardy as a result of performing?
Absolutely. And so before I talk about the twisties, which is a form of mental block, you know, we talk about mental health. So let's talk about mental health for a quick second. We all have mental health. All the listeners, you and I, we all have mental health. And to kind of get technical about it, the definition of mental health is a state of well-being in which the individual realizes his or her own abilities, can cope with the normal stresses of life, mm-hmm. can work productively and fruitfully, and is able to make a contribution to his or her community. So if there is challenges to realizing your ability to cope with the normal stresses, to work productively and fruitfully, then we could have challenges to our mental health. And what I appreciate about Simone Biles is that she recognized that her mental health was challenging her ability to perform physically. When she was in the air, she recognized that there was a disconnect between what she was thinking, the mental block, and her body performing. And so she knew because of the stresses that she was facing, that could then be a significant physical risk with the skills that she was performing or going to perform in the Olympics.
Let me ask you this. Some people have said, you know, Olympian Carrie Strug, she had a bad ankle. She went and performed anyway, stuck the landing, and that's what champions do. What's the difference in your mind behind what Carrie Strug did in going through with the performance and Simone Biles' decision to bow out?
Well, absolutely. And it's interesting that you brought up Carrie Strug. I don't know if people have seen the post from her father going around on social media, but he says that he applauds Simone Biles for taking care of herself, because what he knows is that Carrie Strug, she performed that whole idea, no pain, no gain. Mm. She performed and she impacted. Her family was saying, why would you be happy that she did that? Yes, she brought home the gold at the expense of her physical health. What Simone Biles is saying is that her physical health, her emotional health, is more important than a gold medal for her.
And ultimately, life goes on beyond the gold medal. You have to go and live the rest of your life. Simone's not going to be a gymnast forever. It's what do you do moving forward after this? And if you don't have your mental health in order, then it not only impacts your ability to perform at the Olympics, but everything else professionally and maybe even personally from that point forward?
Absolutely. And so, you know, and that's one of the things that I have worked with the athlete population is transitions from sport and preparing for your life outside of sport. And so Simone has a great resume already. And so for her to say, I need to take time to deal with the pressures I've dealt with in the last few years, mm-hmm. and through this pandemic and through the social injustices, she's also saying, I got to prepare myself for the future, and I want to be healthy, whole, moving forward.
Do me a favor. Can you hold on a few minutes?
Sure.
Hi, man. You know, joining me right now, Dr. Tanya Tinsley, licensed professional counselor specializing in sports counseling, multicultural and social justice, and spiritual interventions. And we're talking about Simone Biles, her decision to bow out of Olympic competition because of what's described as mental health issues, and also the severe reaction that came as a result of her decision to do this as well. And Dr. Tinsley, is there a difference between those that would be able to go through this and their issue is something that is not physical or life-threatening. You know, I can see a baseball player going through what would otherwise be a lack of mental clarity, and he just strikes out a whole lot more often, or a basketball player who just can't hit a foul shot to save his life, being different than somebody who's doing acrobatics that they could easily land on their head and kill themselves.
Well, you know, here it is. We were just previously talking about the twisties, and that's the name of this kind of mental block in gymnastics, mm-hmm. but there's another name for other sports called yips. And this is just a sudden loss of being able to cognitively perform the skills necessary in the sport. Yips happens in golf. Yips happen in baseball. It can happen in other sports. And they can be temporarily or they can be long-term. But we are talking about performing these advanced skills that sometimes the muscle memory might block a person from being able to perform those basic skills in their sport.
Were you surprised at all at some of the, I mean, my goodness, just the horribly nasty comments that were directed her way? And do you think that, well, as one who specializes in multicultural and social justice, do you think Simone Biles' race had anything to do with those comments?
I would probably say, no, I was not surprised. You know, you have to think about, we have a continuum of people's perspectives, and we have a continuum of people's perspective on self-care. Simone decided to engage in her self-care, which is not selfish, but to some other people, they have said, oh, this is selfish. She took away from her team. I would think that there's a combination, the intersection of not only race, but also gender, because there's been some comparison of her to male athletes, Michael Jordan, for example, that I've seen. And people have to understand it's not a one-size-fits-all. And I applaud Simone Biles, Naomi Osaka, for taking care of themselves. And unfortunately, until we continue to normalize this conversation of mental health at all levels, because mm-hmm. again, we all have mental health, we're going to have stigma and biases that are out there in the atmosphere.
Dr. Tanya Tinsley, licensed professional counselor, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh News Live, specializes in sports counseling, multicultural and social justice, and spiritual interventions. Dr. Tinsley, thank you very much for your time. Do appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.